This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, I mean, it depends what kind of changes are available to us. We're going to continue to turn over every stone with our defense. And with every other part of our team, too, you know, to get as good as we can get it during the course of a long season. Ups and downs, challenges, good plays and not good plays. So it's a lot of things we can improve on. We'll do whatever we can do.
I have some more questions about this Elks a little bit later, but John Harbaugh saying they're going to turn over every stone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know what that expression means, Ed, but how do you apply it to this situation, turning over areas to use more personnel? I mean, what exactly are they doing?
I think he may have the same, and I mean this, they may be as confused as outsiders on this.
Okay.
They can't figure out what is going on because you've got the same personnel essentially, and there's something up with the defense where they don't look like the Ravens defense at all. At all. I mean, it's just, and this is not us saying, this is national now.
Yeah.
This is getting news, you know, play everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, this defense is a sieve, basically. Yeah. It's horrible. And when you say turn over every stone, you're right. That means you're looking for answers.
Yes, yeah. And I'm sure that if I was running the team, I'd have everybody in, all my, you know, certainly all every coach in there to ask what is going on. What do you see? What is happening? What's going wrong here? Why is the middle of the field always open? What is happening here? Why are we dropping passes? I mean, you've been doing the tip drill since you were a child. How can you drop all those passes?
Well, that's not even tipped.
These weren't tipped, I know. Well, usually you do the high point drill right. And then the tip drill. We're back to back when you're a defensive back or linebacker. You try to catch the ball at the high point, the next one's a tip drill. You know, you catch with your hand. They teach you like they teach receivers.
Right.
Catch with your hands, thumb to thumb, hands open. Don't let it hit your body. Yeah.
Here's my issue though. And I'm going to stick with this. This is that turnover every stone bothers me because if the coaching staff who's watching film all the time, who's with these guys all the time, if they don't have answers, then what the hell is going on? You are closer to these guys than anybody. And in week eight or after week eight, you're still saying, well, we're going to watch film and check it out. Wait a minute. I don't have answers yet.
Yeah, like you got to figure this out right quick. As I'd love to say, you know, it's too late to sharpen your sword when the drum beats for battle. Like, we're in it now. Like, what are we doing here? It's midway through the season. Steelers look good.
And I saw someone wrote, this team will not win a Super Bowl with this defense. And it wasn't anybody local that wrote
that. I saw that yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of agree with them. I don't trust the defense.
No.
I have no trust in them whatsoever.
Not now.
I didn't really trust him going into the game. Well, Sunday. I just thought offense was good enough.
Yeah, and then I know he's maybe the best in the game at what he does. He's one of the best. It's T.J. Watt. But you watch a guy like him last night. Like, jeez, what a difference maker that guy is. You know, Joey Bosa, Myles Garrett, all these guys. You know, Hutchinson. These guys make a difference. They're disruptive. They create a lot of takeaways. You know, obviously create a lot of sacks. It's just we don't have that right now.
410-583-1057. Laughing at Buddy in Pasadena. Buddy, what does turning over every stone mean to you? I'm sorry.
It means to me, we're looking for a new defensive coordinator. We're turning over every stone. Let's look at Mike Vrabel. Let's look at Wink Martindale. There's guys out there that we've let all the good ones go. When I look around all the teams, I see Mike Zimmer here. And, you know, of course, you see the guy in Kansas City. All these great defensive coordinators that have been through here. Saleh got a job. I didn't realize it. I was thinking last night, we should get Saleh. He fixed that defense fast. But I didn't realize he's already working with Detroit, I think it is. But
no, he's working with the Packers. Yeah. Joe, who do you say was with Michigan?
Wink is with Michigan.
My fault. I misunderstood
you.
Vrabel is a coaching and personnel consultant with the Cleveland Browns. So we just saw him.
Yeah.
Coaching and personnel consultant. That only means if somebody wants to hire him as some kind of coach, he can back out. That's all it is. Yeah. He's not on staff as a coach. So if the Ravens approached him, which actually I don't mind that at all.
Not at all.
Mike Vrabel as your defensive coordinator? I don't mind that at all. Now, he cost you. West Baltimore, Shiloh. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob, good morning, man. Hey, man, I'm running late for work and everything. Hey, Rob, let me say this wrong fans, right? I think the Ravens made a mistake by elevating Zach Orr to defense coordinator. A lot of times they try to stay in the house, but sometimes they come back to haunt you, man. Hey, Rob, like you say, 8 games in, and you still trying to figure it out? I'm saying, like, if they don't have you figured out, you talking about winning a Super Bowl, we got to make it to the playoffs before we win a Super Bowl, or 100%. We got to get to the AFC Championship.
100%, Shallow.
Hey, Rob, real fast. I'm tired of these stories with Harbaugh. Man, it's getting old. You know when Billy was here, they said the message is getting old. It's getting old with this guy, man. I'm being honest. I'm calling a spade with what it is. It's getting old. He don't want to answer questions. He getting smart with the reporters and stuff. Like, they want to know. They want answers, man. You know what I'm saying? He got smart with the reporters. Talking about, you ain't going to talk about your family. That's the man's job to ask your question. Just ask the question.
Hey, I agree with you, man. Thanks a lot, Shiloh. But I've always been that way about Harbaugh. I remember when ESPN, the magazine, was here years ago to interview Ray Rice. When they had the umbrellas for, you know, when you take pictures, the umbrellas that reflect the sun.
And we couldn't sit down?
And they were local. They weren't local. They didn't know the rules. Mm-hmm. So they had the umbrellas propped up. They sat down away from the field.
Yeah.
Harbaugh stops practice, runs over there, and starts yelling at them. Then he turns to the local media and says, "You didn't tell these guys?" I'm like, "Oh, dude, chill out. Why are you worried so much about these national guys and what they're doing right now? Pay attention to your team."
Yeah, I remember that.
What are you worried about them sitting down for? These are umbrellas that they brought for work. They didn't bring them for practice to take pictures.
Yeah.
And it's a zillion degrees out here. Everybody's not like me. Everybody doesn't like heat. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello.
What up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, look. Let me tell y'all something real
quick. Man, you sound real low.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Say it with your chest. Don't call here selling all mealy mouth.
Nah, man, you know, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if I'm just tired of the Ravens or the fans. I'm just being real with you, Rob, because it's like when we winning, everything good. You know, when we was on this 5-game winning streak right now, fans, I don't want y'all, at this point, I don't even care if y'all get upset with me, because at the end of the day, I can just say what I want. This is my opinion. Like, I don't go on the field and play, right? But our fans, we cry about everything. Like, it's just sad. Like, let's just be real, right? Only thing we should be crying about is, how we going to fix this defense? Every time I turn around, Zach Orr need to go, John Harbaugh, he's just the same old. If anybody know John Harbaugh, that's how he is, man. He don't really, like, they in-house with their stuff. We don't know what's going on, right? I'm pretty sure EDC going to make a move. Oh, my bad. Hey, Rob, shout out my man Harry, too, from ATL. I saw him in Cleveland. He said he always listens to the show. My man Harry from ATL. Forgot to shout him out yesterday. But it's just sad, man. Like, this is my thing, right? It's either y'all going to cheer for the team or y'all not. You got some people, they so happy, then they getting mad because the Chiefs making moves. Like, we're okay. We just got to fix the defense right now. I'm just starting to get a headache over this, man. Like, just get it together. Like, the defense, man. We know the defense trash, but look, as long as them Yankees get swept and don't win the World Series.
Man, you might be more random than me. You went from the fans – to Harry to the Yankees.
Everything out, man. You know my attention span a little off.
That's what I'm learning. Thanks a lot, man. Have a good day. Hey, Ed, about this Elks thing, all right? It says, duly elected and initiated under the authorized ritual.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of ritual?
You see.
Joe, what kind of ritual are we talking about, man?
There's some rumor that it's something to do with a carrot.
This is so wrong.
What? I got two calls about that. They said, tell Rob about the carrot. He's not going to want to join.
The carrot.
Yeah.
Man.
Mess with you.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.